100 Word Stories.
Hello, everybody. This is... You already know who it is. Look, Tom sent me his file for Weekly Challenge 420 instead of 421. So I said, hey, Tom, can you send me the 420? Sure enough, sends me the updated one. So here's Tom. Sorry you had to wait. Exciting!
Hello, night people. Tom here. And I've got four stories tonight. Story one. I've been a Scott Ziegler fan for some time. When I was a podcasting whore, I got a chance to interview him. We drank some beers at Baycon. In those heady days of 2005, I coined the term Cygore to describe his brand of fiction. I was gratified one of my suggestions made it into his football series. He was so hot to get a book deal that would get his work out on the front table. Just before Borders tubed it, his book got shelved between Stoker and Shelley, his monster right between Frankenstein and Dracula. Pretty good company. Story 2. Ben wanted to build a monster, but being as he was only 9 1/2, funding was a serious problem. Profits from yard work and the lemonade stand came to $57.35. He took the crosstown bus into the city. At the offices of Stein, Stein, and Lieberwitz, he was directed to a perky paralegal who took his $57.35, and Ben left, the proud chairman of a nonprofit corporation. Who would have guessed that Gollum Inc. would become the 2080 monster of Wall Street? He got his way with the high court, too. Constitutional rights for animated clay. Story 3. Alma Sue loved driving in Billy's monster truck. Despite the size and power of the thing, Alma Sue always thought Billy maintained the driving temperament of an 80-year-old grandmother. It wasn't apparent as the front wheels turned subcompacts into sardine cans, or sent up columns of Georgian clay, or when Billy took the Black Beauty airborne. It was the way he ran through the gears. After 10 years, the Black Beauty was still running the same gearbox. If Alma Sue got her hands on the monster, it would have been in the shop in a week. And the fourth story, a continuation of a well-defined relationship, part 50.
Captain.
Lord Vader.
A wormhole.
A wormhole.
Has opened up.
Has opened up.
Directly in our path.
Directly in our path.
And it is drawing us in.
And it is drawing us in.
Both ships directed full power to their bows. They just might have reached escape velocity, but for the arrival of the White Star flagship, all three ships disappeared within the hole as it collapsed. A monstrous glow above Deadman shifted the visible spectrum to hard, hulkish green. Everyone looked as if they just escaped from the Black Lagoon.
Grr, arg,
gurgled Sparky Jones. And that's it.